From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia is scheduled to receive another 10 million doses of Sinovac vaccine in April 2021. This was said by Dr. Siti Nadia Tarmizi, spokesperson of the Health Ministry's COVID-19 vaccination. Of the existing stock of 28 million doses, 5 million has been distributed to several provinces, while 11 million doses will be distributed early this month. The remaining 12 million doses are still under the process of vaccine production by state-owned pharmaceutical company Bio Farma, which has established cooperation with Sinovac. Coordinating Minister for the Economy Erlangga Hartarto said that in the National Economic Recovery PEN program, the government has allocated a budget worth 699.43 trillion rupiah this year. This budget increase compared to the previous year's realization, which was 579.78 trillion rupiah. As quoted from the website of the Coordinating Ministry for the Economy on Sunday, Minister Erlangga emphasized that in this year's PEN, one of the government's priorities is to provide support for micro, small and medium enterprises, with a PEN budget allocation worth 184.83 trillion rupiah. According to Minister Erlangga, the government gave priority to the recovery of MSMEs because of its strategic role for the national economy. MSMEs contribute 61.1% to the national economic growth and absorb 97% of the total workforce. Chairperson of the Regional Representative Council DPD AA Lanyala, Mahmud Mataliti, asked the government to protect the market in order to protect small and medium industry or IKM players from the invasion of imported products that are marketed online. It is known that the COVID-19 pandemic made a number of parties use e-commerce service to market their products. One of them is imported textiles products that are rampant in the market. The impact is, of course, felt by IKM players, marked by the decline in their sales. Shortly after landing at Sultan Haji Muhammad Sulaiman Sepinggan Airport Balikpapan, East Kalimantan on Sunday, he asked the government to protect the market through regulation that protect local business actors. If this is allowed, Indonesia will risk small and medium industries and face big social problems. Let's move on to the international news. Opponents of military rule in Myanmar inscribe messages of protests on Easter eggs on Sunday, while thousands of others were back on the streets denouncing a February 5th coup and facing off with the security forces, who shot and killed at least three men. In the latest in a series of impromptu shows of defiance, messages including Spring Revolution, We Must Win, and Get Out MAH, referring to junta leader Min Aung Hlaing, were seen on eggs in photographs on social media. According Dr. Sasa, International Envoy for the Outstage Civilian Government, Easter is all about the future and the people of Myanmar have a great future in a federal democracy. Oil prices edged down in early Asian trade on Monday after OPEC Plus agreed last week to gradually ease some of its production cuts between May and July. Brent crude futures for June fell 16 cents or 0.2% to $64.70 a barrel, by 23.51 GMT, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude for May was at $61.32 a barrel, down 13 cents or 0.2%. Both contracts settled up more than $2 a barrel after the OPEC Plus decision and an optimism about energy demand after U.S. President Joe Biden outlined a 2 trillion rupiah infrastructure spending plan. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, Russia and their allies, a group known as OPEC Plus, agreed to ease production curbs by 350,000 barrels per day in May, another $350,000 in June, and further $400,000 or so in July. The Foreign and Defense Minister of Japan and Germany are looking to hold a 2+2 dialogue online in mid-April. The 2+2 talks will be the first among the two countries, and they are expected to discuss ways to defend and free and open Indo-Pacific in face of an increasingly assertive China. Although the exact schedule is not yet confirmed, the two parties are looking to speak on April 16. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will set out plans to reopen the economy and eventually relaunch international travel on Monday when he updates the coronavirus roadmap, aided by one of the fastest vaccine rollouts in the world. Johnson is expected to confirm that non-essential retail, outdoor hospitality, and hairdressers can reopen on April 12th in England, while he will also give more details on vaccine passports and international travel. The gradual relaxations of rules will also be aided by an increase in testing availability, with everyone in England entitled to take a rapid COVID test twice a week to prevent outbreaks and find those people not displaying symptoms. That was the news.
PT Pindad, an Indonesian state-owned company engaged in the defense industry, will focus on producing a number of orders from the Ministry of Defense or from within the country this year. President Director of PT Pindad, Abraham Mose, said for domestic demand, currently they are focusing on prioritizing the manufacture of munitions, weapons for reserve components, special vehicle, ANOA, and medium tanks and tactical vehicles, MAUN.
all of which are to meet the needs of the main weaponry system ordered by the Ministry of Defense. Previously, Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto wanted PT Pindad to be able to meet the needs of 4 billion Indonesian military munitions and various calibers. Currently, PT Pindad's production capacity has only reached 400 million items and is being increased to reach 600 million. Meanwhile, the target of providing 4 billion munitions is PT Pindad's first priority. The second priority is the manufacture of weapons to support the reserve's component program of 25,000 weapons. Currently, the manufacture of these weapons has been completed. The third priority is the manufacture of special Anoa vehicles and medium tanks. Meanwhile, the fourth priority is to meet the demand to produce Maung tactical vehicle. PT Pindad's ability to produce quality main weaponry system equipment has not only received recognition from within the country, but also internationally. This is indicated by the high demand from European and Asian countries for Indonesia's domestic defense industry. The defense industry is currently classified as promising, considering that many countries in the world spend large amounts of defense budget, even increasing from year to year. Despite the economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, in 2020, the alliance across Europe and Canada increased its defense budget for the sixth time in a row, with a real increase of 3.9%. China even increased its defense spending by 6.8% this year. The Indonesian defense industry needs to be continuously supported by the government and all elements of society, because it is not only beneficial for national defense, but also for national economic development.
Today's story starts with the event on April 5, 1950, when Andi Aziz Rebellion occurred in Makassar. Andi Aziz Rebellion was a resistance effort carried out by Andi Aziz, a former officer of Dutch Indies Army. At that time, he tried to maintain the existence of the state of East Indonesia because he was reluctant to join the United States of the Republic of Indonesia. On April 5, 1950, Andi Aziz's troops attacked the headquarters of the Indonesian National Army in Makassar, South Sulawesi. Andi Aziz's troops also occupied vital objects such as airports and telecommunication offices. On April 8, 1950, the government gave an ultimatum for Andi Aziz's troops to surrender. The government finally managed to crush Andi Aziz's troops on April 15, 1950. Next event is that in 1955, Winston Churchill resigned as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Sir Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill is a British political figure and author. He was appointed as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom in May 1940 to replace the resigned Neville Chamberlain. In the 1951 British elections, he won and was re-elected as Prime Minister. A stroke in June 1953 caused Winston Churchill's body paralyzed on the left. Due to his increasingly fragile health condition, Winston Churchill resigned on April 5, 1955. The last event is that in 1988, hijackers released 25 hostages in Iran. On April 5, 1988, the hijackers of the Kuwait Airways jumbo jet released 25 hostages consisting of 24 women and one man with an unstable heart condition in Mashhad, Iran. They were released after the Iranian Prime Minister negotiated with the hijackers, who were seven Arab men. The plane flew from Bangkok to Kuwait before the pilot was pinned to land in Iran. The hijackers demanded the release of 17 Shia Muslim militias who were being held in Kuwait. If that was not fulfilled, they would kill three members of the Kuwaiti royal family and blow up the plane. The hijacking lasted 16 days after Kuwait rejected the hijackers' demands. Listener, that's today in history.
Aku berjalan menyisir malam dan tak terasa dingin menerpa. Aku berjalan menahan perih dari hati yang telah rapuh. Malam-malamku semakin pilu, entah mengapa asa merajut. Suara hati lirih berdesir menerangkan lara hati. Jangan tanya
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The non-oil and gas processing industry in Indonesia is increasingly showing an improvement towards economic recovery in the first quarter of 2021. This is reflected in the achievement of Indonesia's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, in March 2021, which was at level of 53.2. This figure increased by 2.3 points from February 2021. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita in Jakarta on Thursday, April 1, said the increase in PMI for manufacturing in March 2021 was the highest in the past 10 years since this survey began in April 2011. This is the result of the efforts of industry players while the government fully supports them. Evidently, for five consecutive months, Indonesia's PMI shows expansion. According to Agus Gumiwang, in the Asian region, Indonesia has had the best performance in the last 5 months. In the midst of difficult times of pandemic, this very significant increase indicates that Indonesia's economy will recover more quickly. Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita explained that when the COVID-19 pandemic hit the Indonesian economy, the government prepared policies and stimuli to arouse business players' enthusiasm. One of them is through a fiscal incentive in the form of reduction in the sales tax rate on luxury goods borne by the government for the cars. The incentive is valid from March 1 to December 31, 2021 for four-wheeled vehicles with an engine capacity of up to 1,500cc. The policy was also extended to a vehicle with an engine capacity of 2,500cc starting April 1. Meanwhile, the Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, confirmed that the improvement in the performance of the Indonesian Manufacturing Index will be a momentum to accelerate the national economic recovery. According to Erlangga, this must be maintained so that the national economic recovery after the pandemic will be faster. He emphasized that the government will continue to do it by accelerating vaccination to increase public confidence from the consumption to investment side. In addition, the government will also focus on providing a stimulus for public spending, given that household consumption contributes up to 58% of the gross domestic products, or GDP.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sentuh aku dengan cintamu.
kini kau berlalu, ku hilang karenamu, aku tersesat karenamu, hancur sudah semua karenamu. Di manakah engkau kini? Aku berselimut sepi, menangis memanggil namamu. Kemana harus ku cari saat rindu membunuhku? Jangan jadikan hati ini hati tak bertuan.
Dari Wasafis, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Yogyakarta is one of the cities on the island of Java, which is quite famous among foreign tourists. Besides its cultural and historical tourism, Yogyakarta's natural charm also attracts the attention of the tourists. One example is Gesing Beach in Girikarto Village, Panggang District, Gunung Kidul Regency. This beach is 45 kilometers from Yogyakarta City. If you depart from Yogyakarta City, there are three routes to get to the beach, namely Jalan Wonosari, Jalan Imogiri, and Jalan Parangtritis. Gesing Beach has white sand and small waves. The sea surface is extremely beautiful because there is a gradation of the water surface from bright green to blue. Because the water is quite calm, this beach is a comfortable place to swim.
you can also snorkel on this beach to see the underwater charm. This beach is in a bay and is flanked by cliffs. If you like photography, you can capture the charms of Gesing Beach both from the top of steep cliffs and from white sandy beach. If you like fishing, Gesing Beach is also a quite challenging place because there are many favorite fishing spots. One of them is above steep cliffs. There are lots of mackerel, lyrefish, squid, and lobster. Gesing Beach is not too big. With its characteristics, this beach is a place for fishermen to anchor. On Gesing Beach, there is also a fish auction place, so it's no wonder if on Gesing Beach, there are many stalls lined up selling processed fresh fish. Around this beach, there are also inns if you want to spend the night around Gesing Beach. The cost of admission to this beach is quite affordable. You only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs, plus a parking fee of 2,000 rupiahs for motorbikes and 5,000 rupiahs for cars. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Thank you for listening.
Straight out of a Hollywood movie, baby.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener, to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about sakit, which means sick. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Aku Sakit Perut, which means I have stomachache. This conversation is between Kevin and Mela, his workmate. They talk on the phone.
Halo Kevin, mengapa kamu tidak masuk kantor?
Aku sakit perut.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Sakit, sakit, which means sick. Kantor, kantor, which means office. Tidak masuk, which means do not come. Tidak masuk kantor, which means do not come to the office. Mengapa tidak masuk kantor, which means why don't you come to the office? Sakit perut, which means stomachache. Aku sakit perut, which means I have stomachache. Mengapa dia tidak masuk kantor, which means why doesn't he come to the office? Dia demam, which means he has fever. Sakit gigi, which means toothache. Sakit kepala, which means headache. In the dialogue, you listen to an expression, aku sakit perut, which means I have stomachache. This expression is used to show pain. You can use subject pronoun or name followed by the pain. For example, aku sakit perut, which means I have stomachache. Let's listen to the other expressions to show pain. Mengapa kamu tidak masuk kantor, which means why don't you come to the office? Aku sakit perut, which means I have stomachache. Mengapa dia tidak masuk kantor, which means why doesn't he come to the office? Dia demam, which means he has fever. There are some expressions to show pain beginning with the word sakit. Sakit, which means sick or ache, followed by the sick body part. For example, sakit perut, which means stomachache. Sakit gigi, which means toothache, and sakit kepala, which means stomachache. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Halo Kevin, mengapa kamu tidak masuk kantor?
Aku sakit perut.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Aku termenung di bawah mentari. Di antara menganya alam ini, menikmati indahnya kasihmu. Ku rasakan damainya hatiku. Sabdamu bagai air yang mengalir, basahi panas terik di hatiku, menerangi semua jalanku. Ku rasakan tentramnya hatiku. Rasakan lembutnya kasihmu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Music Corner for today presents a keroncong song entitled Semalam di Kuala Lumpur by M. Rifani. Created by Weda Smara, this song tells the story of a couple meeting in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. but it turns out that his lover has turned away and has broken her promise. Even though his heart is sad and restless, he still prays that his lover will be happy. Well, listener, here is M. Rifani with the keroncong song entitled Semalam di Kuala Lumpur.
Telah lama berpisah, kini berjumpa kembali. Tiada ku sangka sula pertemuan hanya sekejap. Kau telah berjanji dengan kasihmu yang baru, tinggal daku sendiri, hati dendam dan rindu. Hidup semati semalam di Kuala Lumpur, hati terasa gelisah, namun ku tetap berdoa semoga engkau bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adalah. See you on the next English program.